This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. On this day, April 22nd, in 1970, millions of Americans took to the streets for the first Earth Day. The day of marches and community cleanups and teach-ins was inspired in part by a massive oil spill off the coast of California. The push for cleaner energy sources has come a long way since then. The Pew Research Center says about 70% of Americans support prioritizing alternative energy, such as wind and solar. And with the Russian invasion of Ukraine causing oil and natural gas prices to soar recently, though oil has softened a bit this week, you'd think alternatives would get a boost. But as Marketplace's Matt Levin reports, the renewables industry is facing its own economic challenges.
Crude oil is over $100 a barrel. Nobody wants to pay Vladimir Putin for gas anymore. And 3/4 of Americans now think that, yeah, climate change is at least partially caused by humans. Great time for the solar energy business, right?
This has been an incredibly frustrating couple of months in the solar industry.
Abby Hopper is head of the Solar Energy Industries Association. The Commerce Department is looking into whether solar panels imported from Southeast Asia have ties to Beijing and therefore need retroactive tariffs.
Panels that you purchased and are even maybe shipping to the United States as we speak, you now don't know what they're going to cost when they get here.
Hopper says the U.S.-China trade war is causing solar projects to get delayed or canceled. Wind power is also vulnerable to global supply chain problems, says Greg Whetstone with the American Council on Renewable Energy.
A wind turbine is a really complex apparatus with thousands and thousands of parts. Some of those parts are not manufactured here.
Those parts could be stuck in Chinese ports locked down because of COVID, you know, right next to the furniture you ordered back in February. Whetstone says a more persistent issue is a lack of infrastructure connecting wind farms to transmission lines.
The financing is ready. The siting is ready. It's all put together, and we can't get that power on the grid.
John Kotek with the Nuclear Energy Institute says rising energy prices have renewed interest in new nuclear tech, especially in Europe.
One iron and steel company in Poland is working with U.S. small modular reactor developers to bring their technology to help decarbonize their supply.
Of course, those images of a Ukrainian nuclear power plant on fire probably won't make Americans feel more comfortable with the idea. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.